we get to go directly to Him. It's not that we have to, or that it's, we get to go to Him. What a privilege to go directly to the one true God and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. And here's the key, you know, the Holy Spirit. When we find the Holy Spirit, we realize, like everything makes sense. And it, the Holy Spirit, the anointing, the presence of Jesus solves everything. Solves everything. Before we find Him, you know, we're trying everything we can and nothing works. And that's why 97% or whatever percentage it is, 98% of all the believers, Catholics and Christians, we all miss it, because we're all doing other things other than the presence of Jesus Christ. Okay, I want to focus on what we should be doing. This is the ideal. Before we find the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, just that relationship with Him, that's the big thing. You know, that's the, we all want to do something great, right? We want to do great things and big things for God. We want to accomplish our ministry and you know, get people, have an impact on people and all that. And that's great. But that's not the big thing. The big thing is our relationship, our personal relationship, personal private relationship with Jesus the Christ through the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we focus on that and make that the big thing, all that other stuff results. Is falls into place. Everything, you know, that produces the results that God wants to do through us. That, before we find the Holy Spirit, you know, we're trying everything and nothing works. We're trying to understand to walk with God, and we're trying to be like Jesus, and we're trying to do the work of God. We're trying to understand, read the Bible and understand it, all that. And nothing works. We're trying, and 98%, 99% of the body of Christ, Catholics, Christians, at least they're trying. But let's be wise, and let's get the presence of Jesus. That's the answer. And here's an example. Before we find the Holy Spirit, we're thinking, you know, oh, it's a sacrifice. We've got to sacrifice everything. And the great scripture, you know, the wonderful teachings of Jesus and in the letters in the New Testament, you know, I have to admit that they do kind of, it sounds like we have to go and make this big sacrifice, right? You know, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. You know, Jesus said, in the same way, anyone who follows me, anyone who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. You know, and there's another truth of Jesus. And remember, every teaching of Jesus is just glorious and eternal. And He said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And it's just awesome. But before we find the Holy Spirit, when we read certain scripture, we don't get it, and we have a misinterpretation of it. For example, Jesus said, if anyone comes after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, follow me. Well, that word deny, it really should be and could be translated, forget yourself. Forget yourself. And that lines up with all the other scriptures. You know, let's look at the sweeping teachings of Jesus. Jesus said, you know, the general all truth is parallel with Jesus Christ and with God, which means, you know, he's the same, and all of his teachings are going to agree with each other. Amen. Jesus said, if, you know, lose your life, give up everything you have, lose your life, hate your life, forget yourself, give up everything you have. Well, what does that mean? That means we no longer live. Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, lives in and through us, and we're, you know, and that lines up with the letters of the New Testament, which the theme of that is put your old nature to death. So all, you know, all, again, here's the what the point I want to make. The key is the Holy Spirit. Before we find him, we're trying to do things, and it just doesn't make, we just can't do anything. Because Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. We can't even understand the scripture. We're, you know, it's, and so we give up. And most followers of Jesus, they pretty much give up. And it certainly doesn't help that what we see is dead religion and people acting spiritual and broken people. Most Christians are broken people. That's what brings us to God, because the human heart is deceitful and wicked above all things. And we all want to do our own thing, and we've all, like sheep, have gone astray. There's no one who's good. No one does good. No one righteous. No, not one. And God, you know, we see all these negatives. Very, very few people have the anointing, the glorious anointing, the presence of Jesus Christ. And even those who have it, so many Christians criticize them. Even those who have it are imperfect. They're going to make mistakes. We're not to look to them. We're only to look to Jesus Christ. But these people who have the anointing, you know, again, that's wonderful. They have the anointing. Well, they're imperfect, so we shouldn't look at them. But we shouldn't criticize them. That's actually a dangerous thing to do. Don't speak against God's anointed. We should be praying for all people, who all followers, even those who we don't agree with. We should, you know, not. I mean, at least don't criticize. Okay. So this is a point I've been wanting to make. And let me summarize it. Before we find the Holy Spirit, even if we try and search the whole Bible, nothing works. But we have this view, we think, oh, this is sacrifice. I've got to sacrifice, and I've got to give up everything I have, and I've got to deny myself. And, you know, I'm just kind of going on from there. We have to punish ourselves. I've got to fast and pray, and it's going to be so hard, and I'm, you know, and all this, and that's completely wrong. Okay, why? This is the greatest privilege for mankind, to know God Almighty and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent, it's the greatest privilege ever for a human being. Like, nothing compares. I mean, this is, we need to totally change our mindset, be delivered from our old nature, old selves, and when we find the Holy Spirit, that's how we can do all these things. And we begin to, we see, as we go deeper, we go through the phases. Again, it's, we could look at it technically, just going, there's four phases. Get to the second phase. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That actually, four phases. I've listened to my other messages about that. But just as we go deeper with Jesus Christ, we see his beauty, his glory, his majesty, and how wonderful he is, his mercy and love and his, all these wonderful things. He's patient. He's long-suffering. He's He's abounding in goodness and truth. And so, and He empowers us so that we can deal with living on the earth and deal with all these people who have hurt us and who we can never love, you know, and we He empowers us. Amen. And that's, and we get to go directly to Him. We don't go through anyone else. We don't look at any human being, because we all miss it. Even those who have the closest walk with Him, they miss it. We look to Jesus Christ. Amen.